We have a special guest today, Mike Tannenbaum. Nice to see you again, Mike.
Pleasure to see you.
How long have you had your Apple Watch?
I got it the 13th of May. I was very lucky.
And how did you decide which model to get?
Well, I guessed. Decided I wanted a little better than the Sport. I couldn't afford the gold one, so I got the one in between.
And are you happy with your choice?
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
Now, do I understand you got this for a special occasion?
Oh, yes, my 80th birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are the main features being a senior that you think are best for our older listeners or the parents and grandparents of our younger listeners to think about for older people having an Apple Watch?
Well, I think, first of all, the Apple Watch is a good way for our descendants, as it were, to communicate with us in real time because you don't have to pull anything out of your pocket when you get a message or an email. It shows right up on the watch. So you don't have the problem of forgetting to answer all of the questions you might get from your kids. The second nice thing about it, it has a health app that is virtually non-intrusive. It happens really without any requirement on your part. It keeps very good record. The only unfortunate thing I've noticed is that the health app seemed to have been written for people who are considerably younger than 80 years old.
Do you use it for walking and monitoring your walk?
Absolutely.
So what do you mean by it doesn't know that you're an 80-year-old?
Well, for example, last night I took an 18-minute brusque walk. The Apple Watch gave me credit for 2 minutes of exercise.
Now, what about the small size for older eyes? Is that a problem?
You can adjust the size. They have the typical Apple application enhancements. You can make type bold. You can make it slightly larger. There's no question that older eyes might have a problem with it, but it does other things like notify you of messages with little taps on your wrist, which are very helpful.
And what about driving?
That's something that I really haven't exercised that much with so far, but basically the one or two times I've tried it, the Apple Watch really helps you because you can glance at turns without having to take your eyes off the road. Just turn your wrist towards you and it'll give you a little tap on the wrist and tell you when to make the next turn. Very nice feature.
So if you had to say one or two important reasons for senior citizens or older people to consider putting down the money for the Apple Watch, what would they be?
Well, one, you're getting at the start of a revolution. And when you're older, you don't have very much time to enjoy the revolution. It's a total shift in how computers are helpful to people. I think it will become a universally adopted thing for us older folks because it can do so much for our health and our ability to communicate.
That was 3 minutes with Mike Tannenbaum. Congratulations on your 80th birthday. I hope you wear your watch many years in the future.
I hope so, too.